remember in the Bible when the disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray? In Luke 11, 1-4, it says, "Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples.' And Jesus said to them, 'When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation.'" Jesus was giving them a pattern or a model to base their prayers on. Here, he didn't necessarily mean for them to use these exact words. Those exact words are great, but he was just giving them and showing them a model. He was showing them the importance of praying with adoration to God, the importance of confession of their sins, the importance of being thankful to God for all the things that he does for us and gives us. And the importance of supplication or earnest request of God. So let's ask ourselves a few questions now. Does our prayer time look like a grocery list of things we need or want? Now, I know you've heard that probably from the pulpit, from your pastors many times over years. But what does our prayer list look like? Do we have a prayer list, or do we just pray whatever comes into our mind? Does our prayer time make room for God's greatness and goodness to us? Do we praise Him for what He is doing in our lives? Do we readily confess our sins to Him? He already knows what our sins are, but He desires for us to communicate that to Him and to see that we recognize that we have sin in our lives and that we need Him to forgive us of those sins. Do we thank Him for listening, for answering, for understanding, for grace and mercy? This list could go on and on, but we could never, ever thank Him enough. The main thought here is that we just don't forget to thank Him. Then comes the time in our prayer where we can ask Him for things that are on our hearts, on our minds, physical needs, financial needs, life direction, ministry opportunities, lost souls, relationships, these same needs for others. In other words, we pray ask these same things for other people who might have asked for a prayer request for financial needs or life direction or what all the rest of that list. For us to pray for others. Here are a few verses for you to ponder on as you're thinking about prayer. As we're thinking about adoration and praise to our Father, let's look at 1 Chronicles 29:11. It says, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all." So that adoration and praise to our Father is so real in this set of scriptures. And in Psalm 150, it says, "Praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in the mighty heavens, praise Him for His mighty deeds, praise Him according to His excellent greatness, praise Him with trumpet sound, praise Him with tambourine and dance, praise Him with strings and pipe, praise Him with sounding cymbals, praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord." And then comes confessing our sins. Now, most times I like to do confession of my sins in my prayer time first, because I feel like that frees me up after I've asked forgiveness of my sins, that my heart is more pure to praise God. So you can do in any order that you prefer, but confession of our sin is a very important part of prayer. In Psalm 32:5, it says, I acknowledge my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. He forgives us, y'all. He does. We just have to confess those sins. And then comes thankfulness to the Lord. In Ephesians 5:20, it says, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Psalm 104 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. And now that we've given God our Father his honoring glory, we can go to him with humble hearts and ask for our wants and needs. Intercede for others. Wants and needs also. Matthew 7:7-8 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. So today I challenge you before you pray to get out a pen and paper or pull up wherever you keep notes on your phone or your tablet or your computer, and the place where you make lists. And make a list with all these different topics of prayer and write or type the things that you admire and worship about our Father. Then write down the sins you have yet to ask forgiveness for. Then begin to write all the things you are thankful for today, thanking God for each and every one. Then write down requests of God for others' needs, people who have asked you to pray for them, or maybe you've just recognized there's a need in someone's life. They haven't actually spoken it to you, but you see it. God has made you aware of it. Write those down. And then ask God to intervene there and ask him for his will in those prayer requests. I know this sounds like it's very time consuming, but what better time spent than when we are having a conversation with our Father who loves us the most? I hope this blesses your heart, and I hope that it takes you into a deeper time with your prayer time with God. I know that we all need that. I know I need that. I seek for his direction in my life, and the only way we can get that is through asking and listening to our prayers and to his answers. I love you, church friends, and I hope you have a beautiful week.